This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs together with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya and US's Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said what started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership. It also said that Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer, and pandemics to bolstering quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism, and cybersecurity. India's core sector's output growth increased by 4.3% in November this year on an annual basis, showed the data released by Ministry of Commerce today. The production of cement, coal, steel, electricity, refinery products and fertilizers recorded positive growth as per the data. The coal production increased by 7.5%, petroleum refinery products rose by 2.9%, fertilizers witnessed an uptick of 2%, steel increased by 4.8%, and cement surged by 13%, while electricity gained 3.8% in November of current fiscal year. Meanwhile, crude oil contracted by 2.1% and natural gas declined by 1.9% in comparison to the same month last year. The combined index of eight core industries measures the combined and individual performance of production of eight core industries, which are cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products, and steel. The eight core industries comprise 40.27% of the weight of items included in the index of industrial production. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that the country is a powerhouse of talent filled with innumerable, inspiring life journeys showcasing innovation and courage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi cited an example of the Green Army and hailed their pioneering work as inspiration. The Green Army is a group of determined women in Deora, in Varanasi, who raises awareness against drugs and gambling, celebrates the birth of every girl child like a festival and fights against dowry. The group's journey began with the establishment of a slipper-making factory with the first pair of the slippers sent to the Prime Minister. After a few days, the group received a letter of appreciation from Mr. Modi, where he expressed pride over the group. Government has said that the space economy will grow nearly five times in the next decade from $8.4 billion to $44 billion. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Minister of State for Atomic Energy and Space Dr. Jitendra Singh said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will lead in space biology. He said the investments in the space sector reached 1,000 crore rupees in 2023 alone, placing India as a frontline player globally. The minister highlighted that India's space sector has emerged as a significant foreign exchange earner. He said of the 220 million euro earned through launching foreign satellites, 85% of the total was generated in the last 8 years. The minister said that the year 2024 has been an important year for the Indian space sector. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities around the world prepare for New Year celebrations that highlight local cultures and traditions. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to ring in 2025. Meanwhile, the people of Delhi NCR are all set to welcome the New Year 2025 on the eve of New Year. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the eve of New Year. In her message, the president said the New Year marks the beginning of new hopes, dreams and aspirations in everyone's life. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended greetings to all citizens on the eve of New Year 2025. In his message, the vice president asked people to move forward with determination, nurturing democratic values and resolve to keep nation first. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the last date to 15th January for furnishing belated and revised return of income for the assessment year 2024 to 2025 in the case of resident individuals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.